Beef producers across the U.S. have increased the efficiency of their cattle, raising more beef with fewer cows. However, this efficiency comes with challenges, producing heavier carcasses with more external fat, with potential discounts for excessive carcass weight and yield grade 4s and 5s. At the same time, consumer demands and grid premiums reward higher marbling and quality grades. A recent research project spearheaded by SDSU scientists and supported by the South Dakota Beef Checkoff investigated the impact of maternal gestation on fat deposition of the offspring. It's an area known as fetal programming. SDSU meat scientist Amanda Blair explains, two sets of cows were utilized in the study, one with a positive plane of nutrition and the other with a negative nutrient status during mid-gestation.
And this is where the bulk of our muscle cells are developed. And this is also the time period that's really crucial for the beginning of what's known as adipogenesis or fat cell development.
During the third trimester, nutritional levels evened out and cows were calved, showing little differences in birth weight, eventual weaning weight, and even harvest weight. So maternal treatment did not impact calf performance. What the gestational protocols did impact, however, was fat distribution on the offspring.
Compositionally, the positive energy status calves consistently had larger ribeyes, and the negative energy status calves had more marbling at the backgrounding and finishing phases.
Blair believes these findings suggest that mid-gestation nutrition can influence the biological programming of the offspring in ways that affect muscle size, fat distribution, and carcass value later in life. Reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council and the South Dakota Beef Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.